Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a well-known joke that clergy usually choose to take their annual holiday on the Feast of Trinity Sunday to avoid having to preach. Well, the lockdown has prevented that this year. I have heard of a tradition of how Trinity Sunday is observed in a monastic community. In place of a sermon, the monks keep 10 minutes of silence to ponder the mystery of God as Trinity. Even Saint Athanasius, 4th century saint and Bishop of Alexandria, great defender of the Trinity, hero of the Ecumenical Council of Nicaea, which agreed the first written statement of the doctrine, could be forgiven for not explaining the Trinity as clearly as we might like. The Athanasian Creed, which some churches still recite on Trinity Sunday, states, "The Father, incomprehensible, the Son, incomprehensible, and the Holy Ghost, incomprehensible. And yet, there are not three incomprehensibles, nor three uncreated, but one uncreated and one incomprehensible." 10 minutes of silence sounds quite appealing at this point. But the doctrine of the Trinity is not something we should avoid because it is too difficult to understand. It is not something we should be embarrassed of because it's a bit strange, even illogical. How can one thing be three things and yet one at the same time? No, the Trinity is at the heart of what Christians believe. It influences the way we pray, the way we worship, the way we relate to each other, and the way we encounter God. And the Trinity is not just something to be explained, even though every theologian will try. It is something to be experienced, because what the doctrine of the Trinity tells us is that God is relational. God enters into relationship with us, and there is a relationship of love at the heart of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we can approach the Trinity by focusing on our experience of God, our relationship with God, and how an understanding of God as Trinity shapes that experience. Take, first of all, what we might describe as a religious experience, an experience of great awe and wonder at the vastness of the universe. We might marvel at the intricacy of nature, or look up at the stars and experience a feeling that there is some underlying intelligence or design behind and beneath the order of things. This is close to what Christians mean by calling God Father, God beneath us, behind us, the foundation of all there is, creator of all things. As the prophet Isaiah writes, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth." Take next the experiences we have of being human, in particular, an experience of love for another person, parent, child, friend, spouse. When we have an experience like this, an experience of close human love, this is also an experience of God. God who becomes human. God whose love is revealed to us in the life and love of Jesus Christ, the one who is with us to the end of the age. God, the Son. And third, take some of our most personal inner experiences. An experience of joy or laughter. The feeling of being inspired. Think of artists, poets, musicians, writers. Think of the great spiritual thirst that is in all of us. These also are experiences of God. God who inspires us and energizes us to live differently. As spiritual, not just material beings. God within us. God, the Spirit. In these past months of living through the coronavirus pandemic, I believe we have experienced God in all of these ways. Many of us have had the time and space to marvel at the vastness and beauty of God's creation. The night sky, free from light and air pollution, has been truly spectacular to view. We have sensed the vastness of creation and its fundamental goodness and beauty, the goodness of God the Creator, Father, God beneath us. We have experienced human love, love of both friend and stranger, the compassionate, sacrificial love of caregivers and key workers of all kinds, the love of God with us, alongside us in human life and love, God the Son. And we have experienced too the Spirit of God, a creative spirit that has enabled us to adapt and cope with this changed way of living. We have experienced God within us, the Spirit, at work in the skill and creativity of medical researchers and all engaged in finding vaccines and treatments for the virus, and in the creative responses of artists, musicians, poets, authors, thinkers, and all whose work has given us spiritual sustenance and support at this time. Thinking about these experiences of God as Trinity, it's important to say that the Christian doctrine of the Trinity is more complex than the idea that we can know God in three different ways. Rather, it says that when we have any one of these experiences of God, the other aspects of God are there at work too. That these three aspects of God relate to one another in an essential unity. God beneath us, God with us, God within us, one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I think we have experienced this too during the pandemic. We have discovered that we are not isolated human beings living distinct lives, but that we are all interconnected, just as the parts of the Trinity hold together in an essential unity. We have said many times, we are all in this together. I think this is why the events of the past week, the horror and tragedy of systemic racism revealed through the death of George Floyd, have been especially painful to live through. For all the ways in which we have become aware of the essential connectedness of our humanity during this pandemic, we have also been reminded of the injustice and inequality that still prevails in our world, and that is an affront to our creative purpose as human beings made in the image of a God whose core identity as Trinity is a relationship of mutual love which admits of no inequality. Martin Luther King Jr. famously said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." Part of knowing God as Trinity is to understand our place in this vast moral universe, to be drawn into a relationship of love that is at the heart of the divine and that animates all human activity towards love and justice. Knowing God as Trinity, God beneath us, within us, means that we can discover our own place in the universe. We can understand our connection with our fellow human beings, and we can receive the spiritual strength we need to move through the long arc of this pandemic into a better, fairer, and more loving future. For we all belong to the one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.